Hi guys, and welcome to this week's episode of the Total Water Polo Podcast with me, your host, James Spencer Boyce. Today we are joined by a huge name in women's water polo as we sit down and chat with the Hungarian international and player of Ferencváros, Greta Gurusasi. Get ready to be inspired because I think you'll find Greta's story, her motivational mindset, incredibly fascinating. Here's what's coming up on today's episode.
I had lots of silver medals and I am very determined, so I want to a gold, really. I came here because I want to win a gold medal. I don't need one more silver. The one of who can give the best even on the great Thursday morning decides who will be the best. No comrades, no fans, just you and your big power. Never forget. It is not always easy, but if it were easy, everyone would be an Olympic champion. When I go to the swimming pool and you can't imagine how many kids run to me and hug me. And okay, that's why I feel okay, I'm at home. Just I think who decide about that need to understand we are not like a robot or something. For me, and I'm sure for everybody, is water polo the main things and the most important and everything, but you need to time because you are really a person and you need to time to be rest. And after, if you win something, you need to celebrate. And if you win something and you don't have time to celebrate after, why you do it?
More and more teams are turning to wear water polo for their team gear, their costumes, their trunks, their hats, their bags, their towels, and anything else that a team will need. You can find out why by heading over to wearwaterpolo.com, and because you're listening to this podcast, you're still entitled to 10% off your first order using the discount code PODCAST10. So head over to Wear Water Polo and see if there's anything that we can do for you or your team. But enough of all of that, sit back, relax, and I hope you enjoy this episode of the Total Water Polo Podcast with this week's guest, Greta Gurusasi. Welcome to the Total Water Polo Podcast, Greta Gurusasi. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. Hello to everybody. Thank you for invitation and thank you especially for the work you have done for water polo.
Thank you very much. We're delighted to have you. As I've just told you, lots of listeners have been eagerly waiting you on the show, and we'll dive straight in and we'll talk about last summer. You surprised quite a lot of people by leaving Dunajvaros, your home club, in the summer. You joined your new club, Ferencváros, and so far it's gone pretty well. You've already lifted the Hungarian Cup and you're currently the league's top goal scorer. So there's a long way to go, but how have you enjoyed this season so far? How have you enjoyed playing for a new club in a new city?
Yes, it was a big surprise for me too. I didn't think I would like to leave for a really long time. The last few months were very emotional for me. Here everything is new. I still need to get used to the environment and also be the best. The city is too big for me and people are less direct than in the smaller city. But on the other hand, I really like to visit new places, restaurants, to gain a new experience. And my fiancé found a really nice apartment for us in a good and quiet neighborhood. Here I feel as if I am at home.
Good. And Dunajvaros is quite different to Budapest. Has it taken you a bit of time to fit into the new city, or you know Budapest quite well because of the national team and things like this?
Yes, I think it's really good because if I want to go home, it's just 40 minutes for me. So I think it's really good. And also it's really easier because, yeah, what you say, the national teams training camp is always in Budapest. So maybe it will be easier for me in the summer to stay in my flat and I don't need to travel.
And obviously a new city, but also a new club. How is fitting into your new club at Ferencváros? How are things different to when you're at Dunajvaros? Do you think there's more pressure at your current club than there was beforehand?
Yeah, I think it's totally different than in Dunajvaros. In Dunajvaros, we mostly trained four times a day. First thing in the morning, we swam or did leg trainings 1.5 hours, and after went to Danube, and after do, I don't know, kayaking or cycling. For afternoon training, we did 1.5 hour of gym, and after additional 2 hours in water polo trainings. And we had a coach for every different part of this training. At Friday, we are in the gym 3 and 4 times in the week. and do water trainings twice a day. We usually train swimming or legs, passing and shooting in every practice. Of course, we sometimes prioritize one thing, but most of training, it's like really you are do water polo. The Freddy is a really big club. So yeah, it's totally different. And I think because I came here like a ready player, I need to be win the games. But I think for me, it's more motivation and it's really good for me. I can show what I can do. So I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, as you said, Fradi are a huge club, Hungary's biggest sports club, basically, in all the sports, really. And although for the women's water polo, they're quite a new team, they've got a lot of ambition. Do you think that's the biggest reason that you decided to leave Dunajvaros and join Fradi is because of their ambitions and what they plan for the future?
Yes, I played there in Dunajvaros for 14 years and longed for new adventures and challenges. It is a new team and new traditions can be established. The Freddy Women's Water Polo team has never played in the final before. For me, it is a great opportunity to help team achieve this. I was excited to once again show a new coach and a new team what I capable of. I was really happy when I heard one of my best friends, the lefty Tuula Laimäe, wanna go to Freddy too. And my other good friend, Anna Ilyes, decided to stay one more year in the team as well. I felt that I could still improve until the Olympic, but that required change. So this was the main things, and I want to be in the gold medal in the Hungarian Championship. So this was the other main things.
They've never played in the final of the Hungarian Championships before, but this season's already proved to be quite successful for Fradi, and maybe things are changing. You've already won the Hungarian Cup. You've defeated the reigning champions three times in all competitions this season. Do you think this could be the year that you personally win the national championship? Do you think this could be the year? Do you think this is as close as you've ever been?
The Fradi won. Water polo team is really young because it's 5-6 years old, and these teams always change, traditions are still being formed. I believe we can win the Hungarian national championship. That was one of the main reason I came here. But I say I had lots of silver medals and I am very determined, so I want to a gold. Really, I came here because I want to win a gold medal. I don't need one more silver, and there are 3-4 good teams in the championships who we have to defeat for this. We are capable of it, I'm sure.
Good. And that covers it all, really. And we are really excited to watch all the games. Maybe at the end of the season, you won't need any more silver medals and you'll get your hands on some gold. Okay, let's talk about your mentality and your mindset and how you approach your training and your work. You're a very optimistic person. Anyone that follows you on social media or listens to you in interviews, you're very focused. You have kind of this attitude of goal setting, and you like to motivate yourself in many ways. You have, you know, kind of like inspirational quotes at home. We obviously all have been following Toki the rabbit for the last 3 or 4 years. And even when I emailed you and we do interviews and stuff, I always see that you sign off your interviews as the future Olympic champion. I think it's a really nice attitude to have toward positive self-belief. But where do you think you got this this kind of characteristic and this attitude from? Did you have it as a young child, or did it develop over time?
I think part of this was born with me. The other half I learned from my family. All my family is exceptional. The one of who can give the best even on the great Thursday morning decides who will be the best. No cameras, no fans, just you and your big power. Never forget. It is not always easy, but if it were easy, everyone would be an Olympic champion. My strength is that I love to motivate my teammates, and I always like who is next to me. They know my goals, and okay, I want to be in the Olympic, and And I think if I say a lot of time for that and I work for it, and who is next to me want to be, okay, join for me or join with me, and I don't know, I think it's much easier. You are together fighting for something. The other hand, yes, my father life teach me, if you want to, I don't know, fighting for your goal, you can. So maybe my dad is the other things, but I'm really motivated. He's 4-time world champions in fencing, and 24 years ago diving battle exploded and he lost his legs below the knee. He didn't want to stop the sports, so he started shooting. He is 4-time Paralympian, and both of us were in Tokyo. After more than 100 years, it's happened again for family members to be in the same Olympics. So I'm really proud of this. The most important thing what he teaches me is that it doesn't matter how bad it is. If you believe it and work for it, it's worth it. When I was young, he always said it to me, whatever you are doing, be the best. And it doesn't matter you great cheese, but if you do it well. And he believed everyone is the best at something. He always wake up at 5:30 and goes to training. And one time my sister and me, decided that we want to go to training with you. We were fin swimmer at this time, maybe we were 10 and 12 years old. He say, I want to wake up you. If you want to came, you wake up. For sure, I don't need to say we never miss the trainings. He set a good example for us. So I think it's lot of things what I see in my childhood. It's like give to my personality or something. And I think this is the most important thing what you say from your family or for example in my dad. So really I'm really emotional when I'm saying about this story, because I think if you understand what is mean for this for a sportsman or for the child, after you can realize, okay, what is your problem in your life? So if you don't have leg and you fighting for the Paralympics and also you have, I don't know, any goals, you can do it. So just you need to do it.
Well, I mean, it's an absolutely beautiful story, and it's inspirational, and you know, it's crazy that more people don't know that about the story with you and your father, and it's really inspirational. And anyone listening to that, yes.
I missed something. He is a world championship in fishing too.
A world champion in fishing as well, and yes. He can shoot. Yes. Well, I mean, it's an unbelievable story, really, and there's so much to like about what you've just said. I really like that your dad said, "I'm getting up at 5:30. I'm not going to wake you up, but if you can get up yourself, and you're welcome to join me." And I also like what you said at the beginning as well, and I think lots of kids listen to this who are aspiring to become professional water polo players. Talking about the grey Thursday morning, or you know, when the cameras aren't there and when the audience isn't there, that's when you have to put the hard work in. It's easy to take motivation when people are cheering for you, but when they're not there, what sort of things do you do in practice that keep you disciplined and make sure that you don't press snooze on your alarm and make sure you don't take a rest and don't bother going training one day just because you don't feel like it?
Really, I think it's most important things what I, or my success in the sport, I think, when after the game, a lot of children came to me. For example, when I play the first time against the Neuwarosz, it wasn't really comfortable for me. It was bad because I'm for the Upperman side. Many people love me there. So when I scored, I didn't want to celebrate. But after the game, lots of kids and parents came to me and brought chocolate and hug and kiss me. I will always be the Afia player in their eyes. The children drew something for me and asked for pictures together. So it was the same feeling as if I still played there. I love this community, how they react to me and how they love water polo, and they don't miss what I give for the club. So for me, this is the biggest success. I know it's really big success if you win a gold medal, and sure, my goal is that too. But if you go to the swimming pool, and for example, in last week, or last game, sorry, in Wednesday, when I go to the swimming pool, and you can't imagine how many kids run to me and hug me, and okay, that's why I feel okay, I'm at home. And I think who is feel that after it's okay, I don't say it doesn't matter after every win or not, because I trained because I want to win every game, I want to win all gold medals or everything. But if you feel somebody is love you because not because you are a good water polo player, just because you are a good person, I think, or just you want show the way how can be live your life, I don't know, happily or motivated or something like that. And I think it's much important for me. It's really, I don't know, say in words, because I think you can't, because if you feel it, you don't need to say everything. So for me, the children is always the most important thing.
I've never actually seen a player score 4 goals against their former team and still be hugged and cheered for in that way before, in any sport really. So I mean, it says a lot about you and the impact you've had on the people there. I wish we could talk about this forever, but we have got other things to talk about. But we'll kind of move on to kind of your career so far, and then also the future going forward. You've had a number of successes with the national team, as well as Dunas Varosh. Obviously, you're not there anymore, but I think the obvious one is the Olympic medal. But which one, maybe aside from that, stands out as the biggest achievement so far, and why?
Maybe many people don't know I was member of the Olympic preparation team in 2012. This was the reverse for my diligence, and I have only been playing this sport since 2010. So after 2 years, I was in the national team. I was already in training before, but then I also played several sports at the same time. In water polo, the biggest result was if you can win the Olympic medals, for sure. This is an amazing thing to be in the podium, and what you always dreamed of, it's right there in front of you. I really miss the spectators and the fans from the stands in Tokyo. For sure, family. In contrast, the World Champions and the European Championship at home, it's divine feeling. This cannot be said in words, it has to be experienced. I know for sure that it will be remind one of the highlights of my career, and apparently I want to collect few more. But really, I think the Olympic medal is always, of course, it's top because it's Olympic medals, but the feelings and the atmosphere, but we can really enjoy in Budapest. If you can invite one more time, that I'm sure I want to be playing home, because in Hungary it's a really traditional sport and a lot of players interested about that, and you can see also in the World Champs how many people was in the swimming pool, and really after, it's a really good feeling, because if you lose, you feel who is in next to the pool is set to, because of we are together, and if you win, everybody, you can see everybody is laughing and smiling on the pool, around the water. And really, it's I think it's really good, because you can live the moments together.
I can understand that totally. The atmosphere in Budapest last summer was incredible. It's one of the best I've seen, and that it's amazing as well for the women's game. Moving forward, obviously, you've said that the Olympic gold medal is very much your dream and your biggest goal. The Hungarian national team is kind of going through a little bit of transition at the moment, trying to find the right kind of mix between maybe your generation of players and some slightly younger ones. But how are you viewing the state of the Hungarian women's national team?
I think who watch women's water polo can see since 2018 we always step by step we win the games and win the medals. For example, in 2018 we had fourth place two times, and after we win the bronze medal, and after silver. And for example, last summer World Champs, we won the silver medal, but it was, I think it's closer than ever for the gold. And after in the World Championships World League final against Spain, we just lost in penalties. So I think we can feel we always go one step front, and for me it's a much important things we see how we go up, and we was really really close to the gold for in November, and I'm sure next year we want to in the final, and of course we win the gold medal. That's why I'm training every day to reach my goals and win gold medal with the national teams. So but it will be really difficult because the quote is just who is in the final, and I think it will be a really crazy year for us this one, and the half year till the Olympic Games are really busy, but also the most important. During 1 year we have European champs, World Champs and Olympic too. And this never happened before, so we need to prepare to be on the top mentally and physically too. But first, we're focusing on the World Championships in this summer. That's team who win the Olympic quote first. It will be have much easier than the other team. So it will be a really crazy 1.5 year.
Definitely, it'll be a crazy year. The schedule is mad. Obviously, all those tournaments leading up to the Olympics are important, and there are opportunities for you to get a gold medal. But I'm curious to hear what you think as a player about the schedule. Some players are really happy. They think it's a lot of opportunities to win medals and it's a lot of game time, which is great. It's what they love doing. Some athletes are a little bit more concerned for their well-being, and that they might not be able to do all the competitions. We've seen some key players in the men and women's sport not appear at certain competitions over the last year because of their welfare and managing their bodies and stuff. How do you view the next year and a half, 2 years schedule? Are you one of the players that are happy about it, or are you a bit more cautious, or maybe somewhere in between?
It's a really good question, because for example when last year they say maybe we don't play World Championship, I was really sad. And after when we heard okay we have the World Champs in Budapest, I was crazy happy. And after they put one more European Championship, and for us it wasn't really good, because in the World Champs in Hungary you give your maximum, the atmosphere, the everything was, it's really, big things for us. And after we can't do it again 1 month later. And I think we was a really good team on this time too, but, we was empty or something like that, because we give the maximum on the summer, on beginning of the summer, and after you can do it again, because okay some players say because the mentality was she thinking it was too much, somebody say okay it's physically was much, and I think it's not really easy to do certain players two times stopping near Valmont or something like that. But maybe if we prepare for that more, maybe it will be good. Just I think who decide about that need to understand we are not like a robot or something. We are a player. We are people. We are, for example, wife or something like that. So we have life too. And okay, for me and I'm sure for everybody is water polo the main things and the most important and everything. But you need the time because you are really a person and you need the time to be rest. And after if you win something, you need to celebrate. And if you win something and you don't have time to celebrate and you need to go jump to the water again and go to the gym or something, I'm sure you, after by you, do it. So if you win the world championship silver medal and you can celebrate and be happy or go to holiday with your, I don't know, with somebody, friends or something else, after a while you do if you don't have time to enjoy it. And for example, the other things too, if you lose it and if you don't have time to thinking about, okay, how you need to do it next time or what was your mistake, what was the team mistake. And I think sometimes after the championships, you need the time to be, I don't know, the things need to go down and thinking about that. So I don't know, it's a really, I think, difficult question.
That's really, really well put. I don't really have anything to add to that, but you've summarized it perfectly. I think the dilemma that lots of players are facing and coaches as well. And although we as fans, we love watching all the water polo, so sometimes I think, as you said, players aren't robots and they need to have a conversation, Len and World Aquatics with the players and see what's actually possible. But we will now talk about something slightly different. It's a busy time as it is, as we've just discussed. But for you in particular, it's also a busy time because you're an entrepreneur, you're a business owner. You started your own clothing brand a few years ago. And I want to talk about that a little bit. Firstly, what inspired you to do that?
I think it's difficult to reconcile. I got much more busy when I moved to the best, more interview, more media exposure. The brand, what we do, we really loved it. Now there is a less time for that, but I think the water polo collection is coming soon and it will be really good. So I'm very excited and I hope people will like it. I would like to do this after water polo. So I think now it's a really new thing and it's a child, but we want to be, I don't want to say we want to be a really, really big brand. Of course we want, but I think I just want to do it because I like do a creative things. I started that because I want to enjoy that. So if somebody's more like it, for me, it's really good. And for example, we do some bags. It's like a lot of motivation words on it. And I think that's the other thing I want to help to the children. Because if you go to the training and you feel, okay, you don't want to go to the training or it's raining outside or I don't know. For example, in the school, made some shit things or something. After you pick up this bag, for example, when you go to the training and you can read it this verse too. And I think the other things it's if you just see these words and you don't want to read, just see it. Your brain, it's see that. And if you find a lot of motivation words on it, after I think you have, I don't know, it's not happier, just you feel okay, you can do that. And most of things I want to do, like to helping for the children, but we talk about earlier. So I think, for example, it's not, if I'm thinking about myself too, It's not really easy. You wake up at 5:30, go to the training, after go to the school, after go to the training again, and then you arrive at home at 8 o'clock, you have homework. So it's not really, and for example, the main things for the children need to play. And I'm born like that, and growing like my grandmothers and my family always say, okay, you are a children, so you have just child, you have just one job, you need to play. And of course, you can't miss the lessons or everything, but most important things, because you are a child, you need to enjoy the life. And I'm sure since a few years, it's really important for the parents to, okay, you need to go to the, I don't know, the music lesson and everything, and you need to do everything, but it's not really easy. And just, I want to help to all feel a little bit lost or something. And the other thing is, during the summer in the World Champs, we do some Hungarian flags. And both of sides, it's like in one side in race mode, words rewrite all the Hungarian towns, cities, and everything. And the other side, we write the motivation verse too. And I have, I don't know how to say it, my best, I don't know, it's lyrics or something we put on that. And I was really happy when we walking, you know, when they say our names, came to the pool, and I saw a lot of fans wear my shirt and flags and everything. And also I saw the bags, and okay, I feel, okay, how, okay, it's happening. So it's more time to enjoy the life or something. So I was really proud, because I think it's not just for me means something. It means for the fans too, the children, the, I hope, the Hungarian people too. So I think I just do it because I love it.
We totally understand that. You know, if we go and see someone wearing our trunks or our t-shirt, it's really nice. And especially with what you're doing as well, with the quotes that inspire you, the brand, and it kind of aligns with your passion and your principles. And it's like, if someone's buying that flag, they're also buying into your principles and what you believe in, which is a really nice thing, especially if they're kids. You said there that this is something that you would like to do after your career finishes, and obviously you've still got a few more years before even thinking about retiring. Is this something that you think you would do after your career? You would never maybe consider coaching or anything like that?
I think I love my fiance. Okay, not because of that, but one of things what I really like, when he is coming to my life after, I can't waiting for my life after the water polo. So I think it's really important things. I'm sure I can do it for all my life. And before him, I never thinking about that. So I'm just, okay, I'm a water polo player and I want to be that all the time. And then we meet after I feel okay. So I really enjoy the water polo, but I know if I need to stop it or I want to stop, after the life will be good too. Also, I hope I living with my husband, with my children in our dream house in Sopron. I think it's one of the most beautiful city in Hungary. And sports will be always part of my life, but I don't want to work in it in the future. I think now, but we will see later. And really, I want to building our brands too.
You've dedicated an awful lot of your time to the sports, so... So you'd be crazy not to take a break from it, at least for a few years. And I think everyone can understand that. That's all we've got time for in part one. We're going to take a short break and then come back and put some questions to you that we've received on social media. Uh, Okay, welcome back to part two of the Total Water Polo podcast, this episode with Greta Gurisati. This is the part, Greta, where we put some questions that we've received on social media to you. If you can give your dream team of seven players, that would be great.
I can say men's two or women's.
I mean, we've actually never had anyone mix the two, but if you want to, you can. However you like, really. However you like.
I think... For me, I think in women water polo, I think Maddy Musselman is, she is really good. She is really fast and nice passing and nice shooting. If I can mix it, I have a lot of men's, I don't know, it's like not at all, but really I like to watching during the game. For example, of course, it's Dina Shvarga. I think I don't need to say anything about that. From the abroad, I really like to how the Serbian players can be fighting. They are really good mentality and everything. Okay, so maybe if I need to say one person, I say Filipovic. She is not playing anymore in this level, but I think you remember Alexandra Simaki. She was a really nice center and really she, I don't know, for example, today I don't understand. She is not really tall and not really strong. It's pretty strong, just not like, it's a lot of kilogram or something like that. And she is really fast and she, when she gets the ball, she can score it really fast. I also like how Granados play. I think he is really young and he is really, focused on the scoring goals, but also in a few, years, or just half years, or I don't know, because he is really young. He's also good in the defense too. And I really like the Spain goalie too. But I think what I say to the goal is Shoma Fogel. I think he is really talented too, and he has been a really big career in Hungary and in Ferencváros too. And I know him like a child, and I see how he prepared for the national team or for fighting and everything. How many people I need to say?
I mean, you've got 4, 5, 6. You've got you just need a centre back now, really.
Centre back, okay.
Yeah.
If I need to say one, I say the all times was the national team is like I think Steinmetz Barna, Barna Steinmetz.
Yes, yeah, of course.
I think he's technically was really, new or this time and I think one of the Olympics he was just who not score goals, but they don't get center action, so I think his job was really important on this team, so maybe I say him.
Okay, it's like the best beach water polo team ever. We've got Filipovic, Granados, Steinmetz, Dumi Varga, Maddy Musselman, Essamaki, and Vogel in goal. What a great team. And we've never had anyone blend men and women before, so I'm hoping that this will be a trend in the future. But thank you very much for that. Moving on to a similar question from Mackie on Instagram, who asks, who is your water polo goat? So who's the best... the best player that maybe you've ever played against or with?
Okay, I think it's Dina Shvarga, I think.
Why do you think that?
I think he can score goal like crazy. It's like, really, if you don't think he will be shoot or something like that, and he's always like scoring, I don't know how it's a huge goal. It's really, it's like always a huge goal. And I hope he can enjoy his playing more time.
We'd all be lying if we said that we hadn't tried to do one of his fakes, although maybe not with as much success. Okay, Denis Varga, that's fine. Okay, Anna, on Instagram, and this is an interesting question, do you plan to play somewhere outside of Hungary in the future?
Yes, maybe after the Olympics, I want to go to Spain, play next to the sea, the sun, but of course, only if my husband and my bunny came with me.
Okay, all right. There we are. That settles that one then. Okay. Tommy on Instagram asks, which country have you enjoyed visiting the most through traveling for water polo?
In 2012, we had the Junior World Championship in Australia in Perth. I was 16 and we were there for 1 month and I wasn't homesick at all. I remember it was December and 35, 40 degrees. Wherever we were walking, we always saw colorful parrots in a zoo. That was the first time I realized somebody has Christmas in the summer and the sandals were short and you could surf everywhere. It was so strange. In front of the sled there weren't deers but kangaroos. And I'm sure I want to go back one time with my family.
Perth. Yeah. It's nice. Good. Okay. Another question from Bruno on Instagram, who asks, how was your debut with the national team? When was your debut with the national team and who was it against?
I will never forget it, all long as I love. It was in Hungary in Kuhr swimming pool. And it was a World League Games against Spain. I was 16 and was in the water only 2 times. Then I jumped in for the first time. I got the ball near, 8 meters. And I remember I was scared and nobody attacked me. And I thought, okay, maybe I can shoot. I shoot. And it was a really nice goal against Lauresten. And I was in the water for about 40 seconds or like that. And after András Menész, who was the coach at the time, this changed me and say we made the most of it and hugged and after. For the last few seconds, I went to the water again and I blogged and we won the game. So my first game story was a happy ending.
Yeah, that's incredible. 40 seconds of pool time and one goal. That's incredible efficiency. That's great, and it's great debut for sure. Okay, so Sarah Balog on Instagram asks, what was the best result of your career? I mean, we obviously know that some of your achievements, but do you remember one game that was maybe the best of your career so far?
I think I have two, but maybe the other for me, the best feeling was when we won the Hungarian Cup in 2019. It was a long-awaited victory. Our starting line sat on the bench because we got 24 exclusions. It was a really crazy game. The match was very tight and they got the equalizer goal in the last moment. After full of the penalty shootout and our younger player, around, 16, 18 years old, needed to shoot all penalties and crazy we win. And we won the match and Gongledinov was in this other goal. And we won the match. We have been waiting for this since 2013. And so we were so, so happy. And you can't imagine how big of a party we had. And I will never forget that feeling, I'm sure.
Okay, maybe on the other hand, what was maybe the worst result of your career, the worst game that you can remember?
I think it was in last season. We played the Hungarian Cup final against Eger. And I think on this time, we was the Champions League before this week. And I think we was too tired for that. And for example, we played the semifinals against Vesha and maybe a lot of people thinking it will be the final and it was a crazy game to end within that, and we was really happy, but also we was so tired. I think he was tired more, but we need or something, and it was before Christmas, so half season you do it really well, and after we played the final, and I remember we don't change a lot, and always I think the sixth player was in the water, maybe seven or eight maximum, and the end of the game I feel I can swim more, and of course the Eger was, I don't know, really focused, and of course they want to win because they had a big chance for that, because they don't have in this time the national team players or something like that, so they waiting for this moment, I don't know how months earlier, and for example for me this was really bad to feeling. We are tired, and I'm sure we can win, and we need to be win, and we are much better as a team or player to our everything, but you can't. But I say before, you are not a robot or something, and maybe sometimes you have, I don't know, tired in mentality or physically, and this time I think it was bad for me because I feel that, and you can't do anything. So. Of course, not of course, but we lost that game. So it was really, I don't know. It was a shit feeling. You can't do anything, but you know you need to be win. So yeah. Sorry, I say that, but it's true.
No, it's fine. You were definitely the favorites, and arguably their team is better now than it was last season. But it was good to see someone else winning a cup for sure.
Yes.
Okay, we have a question from Natasha, who asks, what's your favourite football team? Maybe if you don't enjoy football, maybe you do. Do you have other sports that you enjoy? You know, classic Hungarian, you know, handball or something like this. Are you a big fan of any other sports?
Yeah, my favourite football team is the one my younger brother plays in. I love watching handball. There's two. I love for cheering Hungarian teams. It doesn't matter which sport. So yeah, if I can, I like to watch, for example, in front of the TV, or if we can go, I think it's much, much better because you feel the atmosphere, and I like to be sometimes in the other side. So, but also if we won. If we watch the water polo games, I feel if you are just fans, it's really shit. You can't do anything. If you want to hype to the team or something, and you will sit, for example, if you're sitting on the bench too or more far, you can't do anything. So I more prefer I'm in the water.
everyone says that. They love watching sports, but water polo players hate watching it because they can't do anything and they get bored.
Yes.
You're not the only one that said this for sure. Okay. Okay. Just before we end, we've got one more question that we ask all of our guests as well. And we ask them to maybe talk about things in their lives that they, aside from water polo. And obviously we know you are also a businesswoman, but what other things do you do when you're not doing those two things, which I'm pretty sure take up nearly, you know, 95% of your time. What do you do to relax, and what can you tell us about yourself that maybe not many people know?
I really like to painting, and for example, if some friends has birthday or Christmas or something like that, I want to I always paint something. For example, when we pick some name for the Christmas in the Freddy team too, and I pick Bogey, she is the goalie, and I know she's like spirit is like, it's really strange and everything, and I want to do something to her, and it's I painted Buddha, and she was really happy, and I was happy to, because okay, I made it, so it's more special and everything, and she put the wall, so really I like painting. And also the other thing, I like playing with my bunny. I think a lot of people don't know they are smart too, so okay, not for example like a dog or something, but they always can do exercises or something. And so yeah, that's it. So, and of course, if we have more time, I like to go with my friends outside to, I don't know, hiking or just traveling somewhere or visiting new places. So I think for me, the most relaxing things is if I can be with my family and with my friends.
Yeah, that's the most important thing. Good. Okay. Greta, thank you very much for joining us. It's been an amazing talk. Thank you very much for taking the time out of your day, and best of luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you very much.
That was a really nice chat with a player that we all know, but maybe don't know too much about. Greta's an amazing player, of course, and we wish her all the best for the rest of the season. We really hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Total Water Polo Podcast, and if you did, please consider sharing, reviewing, rating on whatever platform you're listening to us. We really appreciate that, and we really appreciate you continuing to listen and support the podcast. Thank you very much for joining us, and we'll be back shortly with another episode of the Total Water Polo Podcast. Goodbye.